I probably didn't help on others because I was very critical of it.
Why were you critical of it?
It's the standard of medicine was... Some of the people there were ex... There was a woman doctor there who had never been a senior registrar in Britain, and she'd worked as a missionary, and she was incompetent, according to many people, and she was held up by the Wendy Savage as being an example of male prejudice, but her female colleagues were very critical of her too, and she asked me to see patients, and her attitude to them was bizarre. She asked me to see a woman who'd got sickle cell anemia, and she got terrible pains in the back, and she's running a hemoglobin of about 5, and she was having a sickle cell crisis, and she was just about to deliver. I said she needed transferring to Bart straight away, have an exchange transfusion, and she refused for some time to accept my advice that the woman needed to be transferred. She said she'd look after her. I said, you're not a haematologist, and you haven't got blood transfusion facilities that you need, not to the extent that Bart's had. Got her transferred, and she asked me to see another patient with a heart murmur, and I went to see this patient, and she'd got no other signs of heart disease, she'd just got a soft murmur. I said she'd got a heart murmur, and she could be given an antibiotic at the time of delivery, which is a standard treatment, but nothing else needed to be done. And she said, I've asked you a simple question, doctor, is she a cardiac or isn't she a cardiac? I said, what do you mean? And she said, if she's a cardiac, she needs to be aborted and sterilised. And if she isn't a cardiac, there's nothing to do. So her level of knowledge was very low. And it was a female colleague of hers who stopped her operating because she had a tendency to get into trouble in the operating theatre and then kneel and pray to God while there was blood squirting all over the place or whatever. I think there'd been some deaths. And the problem was that Bart's had got involved with the maternity and they were short of consultants. And there were some consultants who were nominally in charge of patients in mothers who didn't just paid fleeting visits or didn't visit. And there were patients whose consultants was listed A and other. And when they had the Knutsford inquiry, it was Lord Knutsford who came, and the Salvation Army was very big in the Mother's Hospital. And I'd got, there was a Bart's consultant obstetrician there. And Lord Knutsford said, Dr. Tostabello, I gather you've been to see medical emergencies at the Mother's Hospital and you know quite a bit about Mother's Hospital. As you work locally, could you tell me what you think of what you thought of the medical care at the Mother's Hospital? And I said, well, sir, I've never been to a hospital where I thought the patients were so close to Jesus. And there were one or two titters, and the people from the Salvation Army were furious. Because it was an outdated concept. It was the fallen women being looked after by missionary type people, and there was a defibrillator. I was told there was a defibrillator there, and I couldn't find anyone who knew where it was. So if somebody needed to be defibrillated, they wouldn't be able to find it. It was in a cupboard in the operating theatres.